Ukraine security issue.
On July 31st, the 158th day of Ukraine's heroic resistance against Russian invaders, Ukrainian army units were reported to have repelled several enemy assaults and liquidated several reconnaissance groups. Russians attempted to storm Ukrainian positions in the areas of Slovensk and Bakhmut Donetsk region, but were forced to retreat. It was there that the Russian army sustained the heaviest losses in the past 24 hours, including 160 liquidated troops, the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported on Sunday. The Air Force Command reported that in the Kherson region, Ukrainian battle aircraft had destroyed two field ammunition depots, two strongholds, and up to 20 armored vehicles. The Russian army's total losses since the invasion in late February are nearing 41,000 troops killed in action. Russian invaders continue to shell and bomb civilians. In the early hours of Sunday, they launched about 50 rockets from Grad multiple launch rocket systems, targeting residential blocks of Nikopol-Dnipropetrovsk region. The strike resulted in civilian casualties and serious destructions of buildings and urban infrastructure. The southern city of Mykolaiv on Sunday suffered the most massive missile strike in 5 months of the war. According to Mayor Oleksandr Sankevich, two civilians were killed and at least three wounded. The invaders fired cluster munitions and surface-to-air missiles from S-300 anti-aircraft complexes. One of them hit the house of Hero of Ukraine, Oleksiy Vodoturski, a well-known businessman, killing him and his wife. New civilian casualties were reported from the villages in the Sumy and Kharkiv regions, located near the Russian border, that were again shelled by Russian artillery. Kharkiv city was struck by missiles fired from S-300 anti-aircraft complexes, and villages located northwest and southeast of Kharkiv were shelled from Russian artillery. Dozens of private houses and crops on large areas were destroyed. Intensive military action was reported to continue in the northern part of the region. In the Donetsk region, Ukrainian positions, as well as cities and villages located along the entire front line, remain under intensive fire. Crops have already been destroyed on thousands of hectares. At least three civilians were reported to have been killed and nearly a dozen injured as a result of shelling on Sunday. Cut off from water, gas, and electricity supplies, local residents are in constant lethal danger. President Volodymyr Zelensky called for immediate evacuation from the Donbas.
Урядове рішення про обов'язкову евакуацію з Донецької області є. Все організовується.
The government ordered immediate evacuation from the Donetsk region. All evacuees will be escorted, assisted, and provided with money. All it takes is the people's personal decision. Don't hesitate, we will help you. We are not Russia. Each life matters to us. We will use all available means to save as many lives as possible and minimize the impacts of Russian terror, said Volodymyr Zelensky. Russia continues to spread lies about the Ukrainian armed forces. The Kremlin's news agency TASS on Sunday reported, citing the Moscow-appointed mayor of Sevastopol, that a Ukrainian drone had struck the headquarters of the Russian Black Sea Fleet, wounding five Russian military servicemen. "They accuse our armed forces again. This is a brazen lie and provocation," said Serhii Brachuk, spokesman for the Odessa Region Military Administration.
Ми бачимо, що тут свідома провокація, працюють підрозділи.
We see that this is a deliberate provocation organized by Russian units of special informational psychological operations. It is a link of the same chain. I mean the tragedy in Olenivka. Like in Olenivka, there is a penal colony in Sevastopol where Russians keep Ukrainian prisoners of war. It's been written on social media for several weeks that Ukraine plans to shell the colony. I stress again, this is a deliberate Russian provocation, said Serhii Brachuk. As we have reported, as a result of thermobaric explosion in a barrack of a penal colony in the Russia-occupied town of Olenivka, Zaporizhia region, on Friday night about 50 prisoners were killed and more than 100 wounded. Most of them were Ukrainian soldiers who had defended Mariupol, medics and civilians. Russia keeps the site closed to the representatives of the United Nations and the International Committee of the Red Cross, and even refuses to disclose the exact number and names of the victims. Moscow accuses the Ukrainian army, claiming the colony was hit by long-range HIMARS shells, but intercepted phone calls of the Russian military and satellite images provided by Maxar show very clearly that the explosion was caused by detonation of something inside the barrack, not a shell or missile that Moscow alleges hit the barrack from the outside. Kyiv slammed the barbaric terrorist act, and members of the Azov Regiment of the Special Operations Force called it an act of public execution, vowing to hunt down and exterminate the perpetrators, whoever or wherever they may be.